The residents of Joplin, Missouri, are taking stock this morning of what they lost last night. In the early evening, a powerful tornado hit the city, killing scores of people. It was by far the worst in a series of tornadoes that spun up through the Midwest. In Joplin, the tornado ripped off the top of a main hospital, flung big rigs to the side of the road, blew down churches and fire stations. Joining us for more is Missy Shelton. She's a reporter with public radio station KSMU, and she is in Joplin. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
When we talked a little bit earlier, Missy, you said that people were walking around when the sun first came up, stunned, speechless.
That's exactly right. And, you know, some of them had garbage bags full of clothes and other personal belongings. They were just trying to salvage what they could. And now that the rain is falling and falling quite hard, I'm afraid that most people are not able to continue even that little bit of effort to save what they can, because it's just not feasible with all this rain. So it's a really difficult situation for the residents here.
Aaron Brown, pastor of St. Paul's United Methodist Church, was at home huddled in the basement with his wife and two daughters when the tornado struck.
Right afterwards, I got a call from one of our church members who's a neighbor over here saying, it's bad, half the church is gone, that's when I got in my car and drove as far as I could to get up here.
So this is where the sanctuary used to
mm-hmm.
be.
Yeah, this is our worship center where it used to be.
So what happened to the walls that used to be here and the roof? Where did it end up?
The wind blew the walls out to the east, kind of into the parking lot, into the neighborhood. A lot of the ceiling just came down. A lot of the debris was actually in the worship center here.
A bulldozer shoves an upside-down car in the hospital parking lot. It's one of dozens of vehicles overturned, demolished, and piled on top of one another. In every direction, what were once houses now look like giant matches littering the gentle hills. An oxygen tank rests about a block away, next to a baby shoe, a necklace, and a sports bra dangling from a downed tree. And rising above it all, the shell of the hospital sits lonely behind them like a ghost town, with its windows blown out and white curtains waving in the wind. St. John's Regional Medical Center says engineers are still checking out the hull of the destroyed hospital to see whether even the structure can be saved. One of those nurses in the hospital working the ER when the tornado hit was Carol Chinyani. She immigrated to the U.S. from South Africa with her husband and children. They've been in Joplin for 2 years.
We heard the sirens, and we got everybody away from the windows. And then all of a sudden, everybody was just like, run! We were hiding under the desk, and everything was just flying. And then when I got up, the hallways, it was just blood and water, because it was raining through the ceiling. And everything was just falling down, and people were hurt.
Joplin officials say the death toll from last night's storm has climbed to 89. It's estimated the massive twister destroyed or severely damaged as much as 30% of the town. Andy Boxall is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Springfield.
We had several strong to severe thunderstorms that moved through eastern Kansas and southern and southwestern Missouri during the late afternoon and evening hours yesterday. The strongest of those, as you might imagine, moved through the Joplin, Missouri area during the 5 o'clock hour, producing what appears at this point to be a very large and in many cases devastating tornado that caused significant damage across portions of the city of Joplin.
According to Boxall, the Joplin tornado's path wasn't particularly long, especially for a tornado of its strength. But because of where it hit in a heavily populated area, the result was devastating.
Some of the pictures we've seen thus far do suggest the tornado was likely at least half a mile wide in some locations. So it was a very large, a very strong tornado.
Quite frankly, you have my promise that the state of Missouri will continue to stand with the people in Joplin and walk the long road of recovery together. We will be with you every step of the way. We are committed to rebuilding this community brick by brick from the ground up.
One of those at the hospital that day was Rod Pace, manager of the St. John's MedFlight program. Pace says when the tornado slammed into the hospital, it felt like the building was breathing. Glass, metal, and wood came through the sheetrock in the walls, and then water began pouring in, both from rain coming in from where the roof had been ripped away and from the fire suppression system, which had been activated.
The ceiling tiles started to fall. The grid work that held them up started to fall. And then it stopped just as quick as it started, and it just got quiet. It was eerily quiet.
Drew Alexander is the head of the emergency department. He says St. John's practiced drills for emergency weather often, especially in the spring. Alexander said some nurses were pierced with shards of glass when they shielded patients by laying on top of the ones they didn't have time to move into the hallway.
We had a nurse that was in the ER the night the tornado hit. And I have not seen her or talked to her, but I am told by the staff who was there that she had a broken arm from the tornado. And she put a splint on it and kept helping evacuate patients.
It's these same angels of mercy who are reporting to work today at a makeshift hospital at the Memorial Hall in downtown Joplin. Theirs are the healing hands that continue to insert catheters, take blood pressure, and give immunizations in a city that has only just begun to heal. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore reporting from Joplin.